Hi, my name is Suja John, and I'm a CRNA here in Dallas, Texas.
Hey, I'm Stephen Vella. I'm also a nurse anesthetist in Dallas, Texas, and this is Race, Violence, and Medicine.
Welcome to Race, Violence, and Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Brian H. Williams, and tonight I'm going to bring you a special episode. I'm sitting with some colleagues and friends of mine who I've been trying to get on the show for a while. I'm in transition to Chicago, leaving Dallas soon, so we're hanging out having dinner and drinks before that final move occurs. But before that happens, we're going to get them on the show. These are certified, registered nurse anesthetists. Had a couple drinks, forgive me. I wanted to have them on the show back for CRNA week, back in February. Didn't happen, but here we are now. And why do I want to have them on the show? Because not only are they passionate about what they do, but when it comes to social justice and medicine, these two epitomize what it means to serve humanity above their own interests. So first, we have Suja John, CRNA, from a county hospital in Dallas, Texas. Suja, welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone.
And next we have Vela. You know what? I just realized I didn't know your first name. You didn't know your first name.
I have no first name. That's crazy.
What? No, seriously, man. What is your full name?
Full name, Stephen Vella.
Stephen Vella. I cannot believe all this time, all these years.
Vella.
I had no idea.
That's awesome. I like that.
Well, I am a surgeon, right? So you're lucky I even talked to you in the first place. Right, we're good. I'm just kidding. All right, Stephen Vella, Suja John, both CRNAs here in Dallas, Texas. Thanks for joining the show. So first, we'll start with Suja. Give us a little bit about your background. What got you into CRNA?
Oh, okay. What got me into CRNA? Well, I was about 13 years old, and oh, look, Stephen's already snoozing over there. Anyway.
Well, I want to have the story because there may be some parent or kid out there that this may inspire them to go into this profession. So ignore him, tell the story.
Thank you, Brian. So I was 13 years old when a family friend told me about CRNA school. And growing up, I always knew that I had to choose a profession that I can make some money in, because my parents didn't have a lot. They came here as immigrants making, I think, $4 an hour was their first job. They worked at Blockbuster at the warehouse. And so I knew I had to do something with my life that got me out of where they were, because I did not want to grow up to be like struggling like they did. So they told me about CRNA school. I had a family friend that told me, and then from there I was researched about it. I decided to pursue that career. I started working when I was about 14, 15 years old in the OR. I started following the anesthesiologists around, and I saw what they did, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. I could do this. And I decided to choose this profession. And the one thing I liked about it was I was able to have small stepping stones to get to where I was. I first became a nurse, worked in the ICU, got my experience, and then I went to CRNA school, and I got in, and so here I am now.
So for someone that doesn't know, tell us what a CRNA actually is.
Okay. So a CRNA is a registered nurse anesthetist, and...
Yeah, our food just arrived, so that's what you hear in the background. But that's okay. Suja, keep on going.
All right. So basically, we administer anesthesia for people who we anesthetize patients for who undergoes surgery. We put in epidurals, spinals for laboring women. We, you know, they all wake up, take them to recovery. We help them with pain. And so essentially that's what we do, keep them hemodynamically stable during surgery, keep them alive.
So someone that's undergoing surgery, you put them to sleep,
yes,
make sure they have no pain, keep them alive during the surgery, wake them up. And that is a CRNA track, but so it's not an MD. It's an RN degree.
You have to be a nurse first.
Okay, you have to be a nurse.
Yes.
You have to be a nurse first. Okay. Steven Vela.
Hey.
Let's talk about your background.
That's me, Steven Vela. Well, I originally started out as a pre-med student, but 2 years into my college career, I had a son, so I needed to do something immediately to support my family at the time. And I had read that there was a huge nursing shortage in the late 90s, back when I was doing this. And I knew that that was going to be the best way I could continue to stay in the medical profession and provide for my family at the time. So I transferred my credits from pre-med to nursing. And then took the nursing track, and 2 years into an ICU career at Parkland Hospital.
Hey guys, tasting good.
Everything's tasting good. Thank you very much, Paola. So I didn't realize you were pre-med before. That's something new to me.
Yeah.
So we talked before about why you guys work where you do and the type of work you do, because you can go somewhere else and probably work half as hard, make twice as much money, right? So what drives you to work with the population of patients that you do? Steve, you have food in your mouth, so I'll go to Suja right now first. How about that? You have food in your mouth as well, Suja? Back to Steve.
Yep. I grew up in a very underserved community. Some might call it a barrio. A lot of poverty around me. So when I finished nursing school, I knew I wanted to come to the big city and work. So the pay for nurses in Dallas was a lot better than in South Texas where I grew up. So I interviewed at several hospitals in the Dallas area, and walking into Parkland Hospital for me felt like home, to be honest. And I knew that I had to serve this population because it reminded me of people that I grew up with and around. Yeah.
That's a noble commitment, and I can that resonates with me as well. But the show is not about me, it's about y'all. Suja?
So I always knew that when I went to CRNA school, that I wanted to come and work at Parkland. That was my ultimate goal. And I remember when I was a student, I was like, I've got to get into this hospital. I just love the environment of, number one, the fact that it was like a teaching environment. You learned a lot. And I just loved knowing that I could come here and just learn all the time. I was always taking care of patients, but every day I would learn something new. And I never got tired of it because I always wanted to be the best that I could be in my profession. And I felt like Parkland was something that offered that to me. And then I love taking care of the population we take care of. You know, it's challenging, but at the same time, you feel really good about yourself when you take care of them.
So it is obvious the pride you have about where you work, but I guess we should be clear, you're not speaking on behalf of the hospital, you're speaking about on your experiences and your motivations that just happens to be at Parkland. That's just to protect y'all, because I know how it is, you can't speak for the institution without their permission. But this is about your experience, and hopefully someone out there may hear this and be motivated to go work in that environment or do what you do. So tell us about you mentioned the patients that you take care of and how that motivates you to get up to go to work every day. Tell us what that means to you. Like Stephen, you said, they're reminding you of folks that you grew up with in South Texas. How does that impact how you approach your work?
You know, I'll give you an example. Every once in a while, we'll get, you know, the insured patient at Parkland, or what some people might refer to as a person that needs a little extra special attention at Parkland. For me, every patient gets the same amount of care. That doesn't matter to me. I want to treat the homeless guy or the homeless girl the same way I treat you know, any patient that may be able to pay for themselves or has a great job or has a better upbringing. I was raised in such a way, I guess, that my parents taught me that everyone deserves the same chance. So that's how I approach my level of care.
Everyone deserves the same chance. Same chance. That's great. Great ethos to live by. Suja, what about you and the patients that you see?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
The question was, for the patients you see at where you work, how does that impact how you approach your job?
Well, so for me, you know, I think about Parkland is also not just as a place where we know it's a lot of homeless population, people who don't have insurance, but it was also a place for someone like my mom, who gave birth to my brother, new to this country and had nowhere else to go and got care. And I think about that. It's invaluable to people like that who's just trying to get their life started, and they have a place to come to get care, and we give good care. We give excellent care to these patients,
right,
regardless of what your background is, who you are, what you make. It doesn't matter. So I also see it as someone, because I'm a first-generation immigrant, seeing what it did for my family and other family members who have come here, things happen, and they have a place to go to survive. They're not, you know, it's to be, that's important as well.
So listen to that. Child of immigrants that are contributing to humanity in this country. So let's stop all the negative rhetoric about how immigrants are a drain on society. They are making this country a much better place. Stephen, Suja, to be clear, you are speaking on behalf of your own experiences and your own commitment to care, caring for the underserved. You're not speaking as representatives of your hospital, but you're proud of where you work. And as a former employee, I'm proud of the place as well. So I get it. But I want to thank you all, or the two of you, for taking time on the show. And we also need to thank Russell for sitting by quietly and chilling.
I think he's playing Pac-Man.
As we get this interview done. But we're gonna close things up right now and get back to what we were doing before. So Suja Jam, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Stephen Vela. Is it Vela or Vela?
It's Vela.
Stephen Vela.
Like a cappella.
So I've been calling you Vela for years.
Okay.
And haven't even known you for your first name.
That is, it goes to show you don't need to know the name, you just need to know the person.
Yes.
Amen.
Treat people with respect and kindness. Stephen Vela, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, y'all, this has been Race, Violence, and Menace, and I hope you enjoyed that impromptu segment. I think some key takeaways there are like, look, there are people out there that are willing to go the extra mile to ensure that everyone in this country has access to quality health care. Two, immigrants make this society better, not worse. Three, these are my friends. I'm going to miss y'all when I go to Chicago. And when I come back, I will be sure to look you up, as long as you promise to pay for drinks and dinner.
Nice.
If you out there listening, I appreciate you.
It may not be payday.
Tuning into the show, as always, if you have any comments, suggestions, or critiques, send them to me. Go to my website, brianwilliamsmd.com. You can hit me up on Twitter, at @bhwilliamsmd. And what else? Oh, this podcast, available anywhere you get your podcast. So let your family and friends know to check out Race, Violence, and Medicine. I'm Dr. Brian H. Williams. Thank you for tuning in. See you next time.